The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's a very challenging teaching in Buddhism that I've heard. And I heard it the first time this way, that for someone who takes refuge in Buddhism, meaning if someone who really commits their life to the orientation, the values, the practice of what Buddhism has to teach, that they then have nothing more to complain about. Isn't that interesting? So another way of maybe saying it, for more bring it home to our mindfulness practice, that in people who practice mindfulness, they don't complain, they investigate. Complaining stops something. Complaining somehow contracts. Complaining somehow is a kind of... when I think of complaining, I don't think of going to the complaint department and saying something needs to change here, but rather complaining means there's a kind of a resisting and a stopping, a giving up of responsibility. And when you investigate, we put our efforts into something which is open. Complaining closes, investigation opens. And to, what are the possibilities here? How can I learn from this? How can I learn from the mistakes? How can I learn from what's difficult here? And for someone who's involved in the Buddhist practice, one of the primary things we investigate is not what's wrong with other people, but rather what is happening here for us. And so if you find yourself wanting to complain, then to turn the attention back and see where is the... what is it I'm holding to? What am I attached to? What am I feeling? What am I believing? What's going on here for me? And to see that there's a path, and there's a path to staying open, there's a path to opening, there's a path to being fluid. And not that we can always be open or fluid, but we can, but to be engaged in the process of investigation. To simply say, what's going on here, is a very different response than what's going on here is wrong. There's things that are certainly wrong, but to be stuck in the sense of the wrong, to feel that that we're stuck, there's no path for us, there's no way forward for us, that somehow we have to give up, or we sink down, or we're oppressed, or we are a victim. The kind of complaining that comes from that is not, you know, there's no, it doesn't fit in this practice, because the practice is always to be open. The practice is always to learn. What is it to learn from the situation? What's the path in the situation? What's the way forward to freedom in this situation? You know, what can I learn from this situation? A friend of mine told me that when he ran a business, he told his employees that no one was going to get ever was going to get fired for making a mistake, but they would get fired if they didn't learn from their mistakes. I think that was pretty good. So few of us are probably known to make mistakes from time to time. It does happen, right? So we can complain about ourselves or be upset, or we can learn from our mistakes. And I think that the approach of Buddhism is to continually say, what can I learn from this? Buddhism doesn't want to say that everything is fine and dandy, and everything's, but rather there's a life, we have a life of a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulty, a lot of mistakes, a lot of failures, a lot of things that are done that cause harm. But how can we learn from that? How can we learn to be better people? How can we learn to be... people who don't add to the further harm? How can we be more at ease, and then respond from that ease in a way that's hopefully, when necessary, a strong response? So in mindfulness, we don't complain, we investigate. There was a great sign posted at the dining room at Spirit Rock many years ago. It was a note, a sign from the cooks to the retreatants. And the sign said, "It is our practice to make the best food we can. And when we don't, then it's your practice." So I think they were counting that they're counting on the fact the retreatants trusted that the cooks were doing the best job they could. That's what they were trying to do. But of course they're going to fail. And at some point, you know, the food got burnt or whatever is going, you know, too much salt or whatever. That then it becomes the practice of the retreatant to work with that, work with their reaction, their judgments, their aversion, their anger, you know, whatever goes on, to see what comes up and practice with that. As opposed to getting, tightening up around complaint. Oh, those cooks. Spend the rest of the afternoon sitting in the meditation hall. Those cooks, how could they? A personal affront to me. I'll have to write a letter to the president of the board of Spirit Rock. You know, you can do that, but you know, there's no the path of practice is not found necessarily. The path of practice is not found in the letter. The letter might be needed to be written for some event that happened, but the path of practice is not found in the letter. The path of practice is found in understanding how we're attached, how we get caught, and then freeing ourselves from that caughtness. That's where the practice is. And if we're not caught, then we hopefully have the better wisdom, access to wisdom, to know whether we need to write a letter or not. And if we need to write a letter, then it's easier to write it because we're not caught by anything. Then it comes across clear. So you might spend a little bit of time this week noticing if it just might, if it does maybe happen that you find yourself complaining about something. I mean, it probably won't, but just in case you find yourself complaining about something, notice that you're doing it. And then see if you can turn it around, and rather than staying on the complaint, transform it or move it to investigate. What is going on here? What's happening here? Rather than staying with, "I don't like this," ask, "What is this?" And "what is this" means not only the thing you don't like, but what is this here with me? What is my response? What's happening here with me? What's going on? What is this? Is the primary Vipassana question. What's going on here? So, you know, certainly my wish for this week is you get at least one good complaint to practice with. So, I mean, I could just go on and on, talk until 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and give you something to complain about. But it won't work. It won't work because Diana will turn it off and you guys will just leave. So that's how we have to figure out something different. Anyway, so don't complain, investigate.